Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you this morning?
I'm really well, despite the shock of getting up this morning, first day back at work.
Yeah, I know. I think probably a lot of people are going through that same yep. mental process.
I'm with them.
So what are we going to be looking at today?
So the book today is Gonville by Nick Bollinger. It's a memoir, and I guess everyone knows who Nick Bollinger is. He's a rock writer and broadcaster, Wellington-based, mm-hmm. and this is his memoir. And I guess it's a coming-of-age story and a personal account of a very specific scene in New Zealand music history, and so it sort of blends a bit of social history and music history with personal accounts, and it focuses on a really specific kind of era, the 1970s, though we do get a real sense of him growing up and right. getting into music and first discovering it and being obsessed with music. I think he says he started at the age of three, sort of listening to 78s on an old wind-up gramophone.
Wow.
So there's a lot of the classic, listening to records over and over and studying the LP cover to get clues into, you know, the people behind the music. You know, we can all relate to that.
Mm.
And we learn about his childhood growing up with these fascinating, amazing-sounding parents who are committed socialists, you know, just growing up immersed completely in culture and literature and being involved in significant New Zealand historical moments, you know, like protesting the Springbok tour and things like that. But the key scenes revolve around a couple of years in the 1970s as a teenager that he spent touring around the country with a group called Rough Justice, which had the enigmatic frontman Rick Bryant. And I guess Rough Justice was a kind of white R&B soul group.
Okay.
Who travelled around in a sort of clapped out bus with Rough Justice painted on it. And they were a pub rock group, and I think they mainly did covers. And it's about their experiences travelling around with the group. Not much money, heaps of pot. Yeah, and it just sounds like a lot of fun. But the social history element is so fascinating to me. He writes about the pub scene in New Zealand, which was, you know, completely, vastly different to what we have now.
I know, we've got clubs and...
We have clubs and, yeah. you know, they had the 6 o'clock swill, you know. Pubs did a really intense amount of trade between 5 and 6 o'clock. And he talks about, you know, at one point pubs at 11 p.m. would let out this piercingly loud siren, which would drive the punters out. You know, it was like, okay, get out,
really?
You know, closing time. And I just loved reading about how, you know, he talks about how the breweries saw music as an enterprise, which they dominated, you know. They hired a guy who was in charge of booking bands to play mm-hmm. at pubs. And basically, if you weren't commercial or if he didn't like you, you didn't have a chance. You were kind of locked out. So there are chapters that are broken down into bands. You know, you've got Street Talk, who did that completely preposterous song, Out on the Street. I hate that song. It used to be one of my most loathed. It's such a stupid,
why
dumb
is that?
Song. Oh, it's just that dumb glam rock kind of thing and like a really kind of pastiche of David Bowie's kind of glam yeah. era. And it's really funny because he weaves interviews into this book, which is really great. And he's such a great interviewer, mm. you know, getting insight and kind of connecting and engaging with musicians.
Which is such a good skill.
Fantastic skill mm. to have. And so he actually interviews Space Waltz's Alistair Riddle, and it cracked me up a bit because Alistair Riddle actually brings it up. He's like, oh, you know, people said that song was just like David Bowie, but no, it's not. And he's really defensive about it.
Yeah.
That sort of made me laugh. And there's The Dudes and Dragon, and there's a bit of Toy Love towards the end, which, you know, I guess is kind of punk rock coming to the fore when it was emerging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a specific kind of music. And but there's a real hint of melancholy, I think, that goes through this book. You know, there's a lot of heroin overdoses, and there's a lot of reflection by musicians who just didn't make it. There's mm-hmm. a lot of that, I think, you know. They just didn't quite make it, you know. They didn't quite go anywhere. Some of the bands in here didn't even record records, you know. They just kind of toured
played
the circuit and yeah, kind of faded away. So in that respect, it's kind of romantic and unromantic at the same time.
Are these interviews, were they conducted like really recently?
Yeah, that's right. So
okay.
the writing's fantastic, you know, as you'd expect. It's really concise. And when you're reading it, it's funny, you can really hear Nick's voice and imagine his delivery, you know, if you're familiar with his radio. But yes, he did this book during 1 year at the IIML course at Victoria University. So, you know, he was probably spending that year refining pieces that he already had. So I think he did the interviews while he was there. So really recent interviews, you know, people looking back, he catches up with people in their homes, he sort of travels around. It's really interesting, you know. I think the very nature of Nick's rock writing is probably very solitary, in that, you know, you do your writing, you're not in a community where you're talking to other writers and critiquing each other's work. So I think doing that creative writing course probably was quite a beneficial experience for him. Before it was released, even, the book was longlisted for the Ockham Book Awards, which it's New Zealand's, you know, book awards, and it's been longlisted for the non-fiction category. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
And it also won the Adam Foundation Prize, which is the Victoria University Writing Prize.
So it's obviously really resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's an excellent book. People are loving it. It was one of our bestsellers in the week before Christmas, which is when it was published, when it was released.
Wow.
We sold out of it and then had to get more back in. I felt like everybody was getting Gonville for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's really readable, really relatable. Vivid, well-researched and well-structured. There's a crack-up anecdote I have to tell you about, which just made me laugh, and it was at kind of towards the end, and he's at a party and he's talking to someone he meets at the party about this book that he's writing. And, you know, he's sort of, I'm writing about a book about, you know, the Wellington music scene in the 70s. And the guy says, oh, I remember seeing a really terrible band. They were called Rough Justice.
No.
And Nick says, oh, yeah, I think I've heard of them.
No.
Of course it was his band, but I really like the kind of egoless way that he included that little anecdote in the book.
Cool. It sounds great. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. It sounds like you really enjoyed it as well.
I did enjoy it. So yeah, I'm recommending it.
So it's called Gonville.
Gonville by Nick Bollinger, published by Our Press.
And you can get it down at Unity Books if you want to grab yourself one of those. And once you start reading, can you stop? Is it one of those things you can put down, or is it...
Oh, I read it nonstop for 2 days. I just, yeah, it was really compelling.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you, Karen, for popping in this morning and, yeah, bringing us such a delightful book.
Thanks, Hannah.